Well, it's believed that the Celtic society originated around 1200 to 1500 BC in Central Europe, kind of near present-day Salzburg. As a matter of fact, the Celtic homeland is sometimes referred to as the area around Hallstatt, just south of Salzburg. It's believed that the Celtic culture began migrating somewhere around 1200 and over time began to settle in the British Isles and Western France. Two other people groups began migrating later. The Angles and the Saxons were more powerful than the Celtic cultures, and they grabbed some of the best land, now known as the British Isles, or Angleland, or England. The Celtic culture, or the Celts, survived in some of the worst lands in Western Europe, and that was like Brittany, Cornwall, Wales, Scotland, and Ireland. By the way, the word Celt actually comes from the Greek language. The Greeks called them Keltoi, which meant barbarian. Historically speaking, from about 700 BC, the various Celtic tribes mixed, mingled, and fought with each other in Ireland. As a matter of fact, the last and most powerful of the Celtic tribes to jump into the fight were known as the Gauls, who probably came to Ireland from Scotland. The Irish and Scottish language known as Gaelic is actually named for the Gauls. Celtic societies gathered around a warrior king, and this king gathered groups of families into regional kingdoms. These small kingdoms combined to make the five large provincial kingdoms of ancient Ireland. These provincial kingdom names even survive to this day on maps: Leinster, Munster, Connacht, Ulster, and the Middle Kingdom, now known as County Meath. The Celtic society had a strict hierarchy. There was the king at the top, followed by that were the poets, the druids or priests, the legal men, the craftsmen who were skilled, the freemen, and then finally the slaves. Now, rarely did a high king rule the entire island. Loyalty to one's clan came first, and alliances between clans were often temporary, lasting only until a more advantageous alliance could be struck with another rival clan. Now, this was kind of unique because this fluid system of alliances, the ebb and flow across the Celtic warrior culture landscape, meant that an invading army could not destroy one main capital or kill one king and bring the entire island to its knees. Unlike the Celtic tribes living in Western Europe and in England, the Celts in Ireland were never conquered by the Romans. Ultimately, this gave Ireland a cultural continuity that was rare for the rest of Europe. Their culture, the Irish Celts' culture, which evolved apart from Europe, remained strong and independent for centuries. We tend to think that the height of the Celtic culture here on the island of Ireland is from approximately 500 BC to 500 AD. In 55 BC, the Romans conquered the Celts in England, but not in Scotland and not in Ireland. These areas remained independent, their history forever skewed in a different direction, Gaelic, not Latin. The Romans called Ireland Hibernia, meaning the land of winter. It was apparently too cold and bleak to merit an attempt at colonization. While the mix of Celtic and Roman is part of what makes the French, and the English, English, the Irish are pure Celtic. As a matter of fact, even today, 89% of the people on this island are 100% pure Irish. So I hope this has helped you become a little more educated and understanding about the Celtic society here in Ireland. So when we talk about ring forts, Gaelic football and hurling, you know that originates from these Celtic people. I hope you're enjoying your trip around the Emerald Isle. Your adventure starts here with David MacGuffin's Exploring Europe.